My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. She got Figgy Fig holding it down. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
And yesterday, we were at the Texans season premiere, the third annual. And I got to say, the Houston Texans did a really good job with this, man. It was well put together. Mm-hmm. I love these type of events. And it felt kind of exclusive a little bit, but you still seen some of the diehard Texans fans that was in the building, too. And I just got to give a special shout out to Greg Grissom, the Menares, everybody that just had a part into that. And somebody else that's not really in the spotlight, but she does a lot behind the scenes. But Disney Harris.
Yeah.
She does a lot behind the scenes, man, just to put these type of events together. Mm-hmm. She kind of run around like a crazy lady at times. But she do a damn good job. But I got to say, man, I was really excited about them raising over $1.4 million to the the girls HISD girls flag football team. I thought that was super dope, man.
Before you go on, I do want to shout out Joanna, Hannah's sister. She was busting it all over that place too.
All right, I don't like the way you said that. I just want to be very clear.
Early on,
she was working.
Yeah, when you said that, I thought the other way because you said she was working it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like working it. Okay.
Normally I'm the one accused of that.
See, this is the thing.
I ain't say nothing about it.
I thought working it was in a place where it's like that's pretty general enough that like I think people understand. The way that what you just said a second ago, I was like, that's all right.
What, she was busting it?
Yeah, that's no. That's,
she was. She was working very hard. I'm trying to give her a hat tip.
Okay.
You know, kudos.
713-572-4610. Did you hear what I heard? That's all I just make sure that I'm not the one wilding here.
You're probably not.
Yeah, but when you say she
I think I have a reputation is the only thing.
Okay. That might be it.
Yeah.
But salute to the Houston Texans for putting on a good event. So I was on the red carpet and I was sitting there. I'm like, you know what? Let me get some good content on the drip and all that stuff. What people wearing? And I was sitting there. I got a lot of really good stuff, but I kind of felt the disconnect a little bit because I'm 35 years old. I'll be 36 in a little bit, and the fashion today is more European. It's more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And back in my day, I gotta go. Oh, back in my day, it was more streetwear. Mm-hmm. So the most expensive thing you could probably get and brag about is probably like some $80 jeans.
Yeah,
maybe $100 jeans. We was bragging about. Remember Red Monkey jeans?
I do not.
Yeah, it was that was kind of a.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't remember.
I don't remember Red Monkey jeans.
That was kind of a high end thing. If you hear some old Gucci Mane songs, he brought up Red Monkey jeans.
Okay, I must not have thought
those jeans was about $500.
Oh wow.
So just looking at the fashion, man, I'm just like, dang, I'm not there yet. I'm kind of right in between because I also seen some Houston legends, some of the legendary Texans players in the building. Wade, shout out to Wade Smith, Travis Johnson, Eric Brown, just you know, Andre.
Sure.
They're still in that kind of era back in the 2000s where
good for them.
Let me put on a nice pair of jeans. Yeah, let me put on a nice polo shirt. And they go all out with the shoes. So they kept it original with the retro Jordan.
Yeah.
I'm kind of right in between that. So I was rocking a Nautica sweatshirt or sweater, which I got from the thrift store.
Okay.
Oh, baby.
It looked good, I'll say.
Yeah, I got it from the thrift store. I had some Old Navy dress pants, so nothing special. And then I had some Alexander McQueen's.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, I'm kind of right in the middle. But, man, when I tell you my fashion thing just dropped so low when I started talking to the Menaires, I was like, man, I'm not on this level at all.
Well, it was the McNairs. So,
right.
Yeah, I just felt so bad. So I'm going to play this audio, but
okay. This
is me just pulling up on the Menaires and asking what the drip is. And it started off good because Hannah, she was talking about Cal's shoes. She started with the shoes. He said, he got the McQueen's on. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, me too. Yep, me too.
You were like, I can match that.
Yeah. And then she just bleeped all over me at this point.
What's up, man?
How are you?
What's the drip? What you got? What y'all got going on?
McQueen's.
Okay. Okay, me too. Me too.
Who are we wearing in Pinner tonight?
Pinner? Okay.
Right here.
Nice.
So he had a suit on. I don't even know the name of the brand that was.
Yeah, that was exactly my thought. I was like, I didn't even know that was a brand to be known.
I went with it like, okay.
They keep those things away from me.
So he had the name personalized and his name.
Yeah, it said Cal McNair embroidered.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, there you go. There you go, bleeping all over me. Yeah. There you go.
What you got going on?
It's an iron-on. This part's an iron-on.
And so Cal tried to, dog, you rich, man. He's talking about this an iron-on. Like, no, whatever, man.
Yeah. He saw it in your eyes.
Yeah, he's like nah,
I got to let my man Figgy feel better.
Yeah. He pretty much tried to say, this ain't no big deal. This is nothing.
Yeah. Some light.
And so this is where Hannah came in and just... Let me show you something, little fella.
Oh, you lying, man.
I've got a Velocra necklace. I've got Dior shoes. Dior gown.
I like it.
Suzanne Palin earrings.
I like it.
And custom necklace.
I like it. I like it.
So she just went Dior. And Cal, this is how I know Cal was stunting, man, because she forgot to mention her purse. And he was sitting there tapping the purse like, hey, don't forget this purse.
He was like, remember when I got this for you?
And she said, oh, yeah, the Dior purse.
Well, the Dior purses alone can be, what, $6,000-$8,000?
God bless.
Oh, yeah. Probably 10K.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I just felt kind of little.
So what was she wearing price-wise?
I wasn't even about to try to figure that out, man.
Oh, I thought that was the bid.
The gown alone had to be a lot of money, just the dress.
So was she wearing 20K, 50K?
I would probably say so.
Which one, 50?
I would say 20.
Got that jewelry now.
Yeah. Yeah. But some other highlights that I seen on the red carpet. The one person that shined the most, and I'm saying that, pun intended, Darius Stingley Jr., man.
He was
walking in there looking like a light bulb.
Yeah.
Like everything in there. He was smiling a lot. And it really got me motivated for the season, too, because he seemed super confident now.
Yeah.
And we know how he was when he came in the league. He was, you know, a little bit hurt and known for being quiet. But he was loud.
He
was loud in there, man. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I think he's really going to have a Pro Bowl season.
I don't disagree. I feel like the best cornerbacks have that kind of have that edge to them, that vibe to them. It's one of two things. It's either you really walk out there with your chest out there, which is you have to be, man, because it's a position of failure.
Yeah, it's the way it is. Yeah.
Or you go to like just the highest level, and maybe I'm misremembering, like thinking Champ Bailey, thinking Revis, where they were just stoic because they knew they would beat you. Yeah. They knew that they were.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Take you to the woodshed.
No, and that's a job characteristic that you have to have if you're going to be good at it.
Yeah,
just the confidence, the aura, and moving like that. You know, moving with that confidence.
Yeah. So back to the fashion. I'm gonna get to the sad part of the of the red carpet, and I know Lopez hit on our program director about his little cameo in the video. Yeah. I ain't going to get to that part.
Okay.
I ain't going to get to that
part. I can talk about the whitest man in America.
All right.
So
I just got here, man.
Yeah. So the sad part to me is, you know, shout out to Kyamie Fairbairn. I feel like he's been doing this thing since he's been with the Houston.
He actually is recognizable.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He is. So we had people on the red carpet, and we seen B. Scott on the red carpet doing this thing, and he posed for the picture.
Yeah, he did.
The lady took the picture of him and all that.
Oh, we're talking about like some of the media. Like camera person. Got you.
So the lady taking pictures and all that stuff of the players going by. Kyamie came by, did not take a picture of him, man.
Wow.
Who are you?
He just walked on past, man.
Who's that guy?
Hey, thank God.
Good for him for having season tickets.
Hey, thank God for Brevin Jordan.
Does he work at the Houston Press?
Man. Thank God for Brevin Jordan, who was hosting the red carpet for the Houston Texans. And he gave Kyamie Fairbairn some love, man. But I'm like, you ain't stopped to take his picture?
That's Fairbairn.
Hey, you know
He's been here a while.
He's been here a while, and he's making some money.
She said no specialists.
Yeah.
No specialists.
He just walked by. I think he was with a significant other, but he just walked by. I'm just like, dang, that was so disrespectful.
Honestly, though, I do wonder if you ask some of these dudes, especially dudes that are like veterans. I feel like early on, kind of that vibe of being a, you know, a superstar NFL player or whatever might still be a lot very alluring. I feel like you asked a veteran, would you like to make a whole bunch of money and be inconspicuous? The answer every time is yes.
Yes.
So I bet Kyamie Fairbairn ain't sweating that one bit.
Yeah, nah, I think he's fine. I think he likes staying low key. But I got to get to where I felt a little disrespected.
There was some disrespect?
I think so. I want to get your opinion on this, because I'm on the red carpet and I'm asking everybody that walked past, what's your drip? What you got going on? Like, you know, show me the outfit. Tell me what you got. So I asked, Tank Dell walked past.
Oh.
And he was icy too. He was dressed. He always come dressed to impress.
Yeah.
But he came by and I said this. I said, hey, what's your drip? What you got going on? Let me know if I should feel a little disrespected. I'm going to explain why I felt some type of way about this.
Hey, what's the drip, man? What you got going on?
How much this cost? How much this cost?
Oh, he was pointing at you?
Yeah, he was kind of talking to me but walking away. So this is how I took it. So I asked him, what's the drip? What you got? He said, what's the drip? And then he was still walking past, and he's about to dap somebody up. He said, how much this cost? How much that cost?
What was he pointing to or talking about when he said how much this
cost? Oh, he was saying like, that, like, he thought that you were trying to, like, pocket watch.
Oh, he was mocking you.
I felt like he was thinking I was going to ask him, how much this cost? How much that cost? But he was just kind of walking. He kind of shrugged me off a little bit. How much this cost?
Cost? That's not a bad... That's not a bad...
I feel a little disrespected? Because
maybe,
I wasn't trying to do that. Like, I ain't gonna try to get.
You were trying to build him up.
Yeah,
like, show me what you got.
Yeah, I just want him to stop. Like, yeah, I got this, yeah. I got that, I got the Gucci.
I can see how he maybe thought, you know, y'all pocket watching and that type of thing. But yeah,
should I feel a little disrespectful?
Yes. Short answer.
Hey, what's the drip, man?
What's the drip?
What you got going on?
How much this cost?
And then he just kind of kept
going.
All
right. I think you are absolutely right to feel that way. And I could see also what Reggie said, where he thinks he misinterpreted it, basically. Like, you're just some dude trying to see what he's paying for his stuff. I think we should save this, and the next time we talk to Tank Dell, we clear this up.
Yeah, we should definitely clear your name.
Yeah, we clear this up.
Because the thing about it is, he might be like, oh, that's that dude that was, you know what I mean? And we got to let him know, no, it's all love, man. It was not no level of pocket watching, and it wasn't anything like that. So we definitely need to clear your name.
And I feel like sometimes, like, being in the media, because I consider myself being in the media since I work here.
You absolutely are.
But I feel like a lot of players look at the media a little bit different. Where they say, oh,
depends on the player, but
yeah, they're gonna ask the same questions. We ain't really gonna talk to them like that.
Yeah.
And to me personally, I didn't go to college enough. I don't look at myself as a journalist or anything. Mm-hmm. I'm just out there trying to have fun and just be myself. And so I felt a little disrespected.
I don't think you should feel bad. I think you should, you know, I could see where you would. Absolutely. Yeah. But we'll clear this up.
We better, man.
Yeah.
Text line saying is maybe you just needed to elaborate. Maybe, you know, ask him, like, who you wearing? Because I know that's...
That's the what's her name? The old comedian?
Joan Rivers?
Joan Rivers used to do that all the time.
Yeah, I would have did that if I had time.
Yeah,
but
it was a drive-by.
It wasn't that type... Yeah, and I was doing that the whole night. And everybody else, a couple people came over. Everybody came over like, yo, I'm rocking the Louis pants. So that was the kind of the whole vibe. Mm-hmm. But I felt a little disrespected out of that. I'm gonna wrap it up with this. So I kind of felt a special place in my heart for these two Houston Texans players, man.
Okay.
Robert Woods, just sitting there talking to him, man. He was cool as a cucumber. I'm like, man, I hope he stay on this team for a long time, man. Mm-hmm. He just seems super laid back. And the other guy, believe it or not, man, Davis Mills was actually cool, too.
No word.
Yeah, he was getting a lot of people coming up to him, hey, let's take a picture. He was just cool with everybody. Like, you would have never thought he had a chance to be the starting quarterback for the next couple years. You would have never thought that. Just the stuff he went through when the team was so bad, he was still walking around smiling, and he was still getting a lot of love, man. So it was kind of good to see that. And it probably wouldn't have been as good if the team was bad and he was still the quarterback.
Yeah,
fair enough.
But for the simple fact, you do have C.J. Stroud and you had Davis Mills just going around smiling, being a great teammate, man. Mm-hmm. It was kind of good to see, man. So I enjoyed the night, man. Shout out to the Texans, man.
Fantastic.
Incredible night. I enjoyed myself a lot, even though I was kind of reserved. I was just like, look, man, sticking to the rivers and the lakes that I'm used to by talking to the people that I know. And, you know, getting to meet a few people in small doses. That's the way I handled it. And even then, fantastic, fantastic night. So salute to the Texans in that regard. And salute to you, Figgy. Figgy's mixtape every day, 1:20 p.m.
How much this goes? How much it goes? Yeah. That's how I took it. I know he probably didn't mean it that way.
We'll clear it up.
We got to clear your name, and I think we've got to repair the relationship because right now it feels like you feel some type of way about Tank just in general, and I don't want that to be the case.
I get a little prideful too because after a while I'm like, man, I ain't taking no picture with this guy.
Yeah, we got to take that away. We got to make sure it's all good.
Like, you know who I am,
dude.
You know who I am. Like, not even no figure. Stuff like this is boot man from Cleveland.
Okay, all right.
I don't tolerate disrespect.
Oh man,
he pulled out the boot man,
buddy. Yeah, man. All right, we might need
that's,
to call.
That's where I kind of go, but
I might need to call Fig down in the break. You getting active real quick?
I'm from 123rd.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Coming up next. Does having good dudes matter? Because you mentioned a couple of good dudes that we met last night, and then also there's a lot of good dudes on this team, it feels like. But does that matter when it comes to success for the Texans? We'll talk about it next.
Let's do it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.